We present Tony Hancock, Bill Kerr, Sidney James, Andre Melly, and Kenneth Williams in Hancock's Our Vow.
Harlan, listen. How does this sound?
How does what sound?
This advert I'm putting in the theatrical papers. Listen. Tony Hancock, the working man's comic. Clean but funny. Ideal for Sunday concerts, cabaret, films, television, stage, garden parties, fetes, church concerts, Buffalo Lodge dinners, and opening shops. Own bike will travel anywhere.
Ooh, sounds wonderful, Tony. What's this underneath it?
What's my list of past successes? Better know they're not dealing with an amateur. Look at this lot. Very impressive, this. Grimsby, 1946. Juvenile lead in the Hunchback of Notre Dame. '47, ugly sister at Cleethorpes. 1948, fourth pig in the stage version of Animal Farm. Can't get much better than that.
You missed one out, Tub. 1953, the malignant growth in quite a mass experiment.
No, I don't count that one. All those bits of moss and cactus leaves glued all over me. Could have been anywhere.
The point is, well, what do you hope to get out of this advert?
I don't know. Not particular. I just want it to be known around the business that I'm open for offers.
Well, in that case, you'd better let them know the weeks when you're not working.
Let's see now, yes. Set the diary. Vacant 4 weeks in March. 4 weeks in April. 4 weeks in May. 4 weeks in June. 2 weeks out from the holidays. 1 week summer season in the Orkneys. Vacant 4 weeks in August. And I got 4 weeks...
Why don't you give it up and go back to your mother's pub?
Never. These hands have pulled their last pint.
If you ask me, you should change your act, Tony. The one you're doing now, it's too old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned? Change me act? The public would never allow it. That's half the attraction, the fact they know it off by heart. You don't ask Sir Laurence Olivier to change Hamlet just because you heard it before. If I didn't render boots and finish up with Soldiers of the Queen, waving me Union Jack all joining on the second chorus, they'd never forgive me.
Ah, boots, Soldiers of the Queen. Haven't you got something modern?
Of course I have. Ain't gonna rain no more, Louisiana. Underneath the arches. Strolling across the stage will be Stooge. Me doing the Chesney Allen bit. Underneath the arches. On the cobblestone by day. A womp, a womp, a hey, a womp. A womp, a hom. Underneath the arm. Marvelous.
Look, Tub, I'm warning you. If you don't change your act, there's not a theater in the country that'll book you.
Oh, what can I do? That's all I know.
Well, you used to do some conjuring tricks at the musical evenings round at your Aunt Alice's house.
If I know what, I couldn't do those on stage. Pick a card, don't show it to me, but it's the Ace of Diamonds, because they all are.
Look. Then get some more tricks. Buy some. Hey, perhaps Tommy Cooper's got some he wants to get rid of.
I think he wants to get rid of all. Perhaps you're right.
Yes,
the more I think about it, the more I like it. Shannon Hancock. Watch a cage of ostriches disappear up his sleeve. Yes, that'll pull him in.
Well, at least it'll be better than singing boots.
All right, I'll do it. I'd better alter the advert. Let's see now. The working man's magician. No. No, I can't see the tails and the flat cap. Can you? I've got it. You are. Swami Hancock, magical mysteries from the Orient.
But that's cheating. You've never been to the Orient.
Nonsense. I watch him play every Saturday.
You wait. When this advert's printed, I'll get offers cascaded in from all over the country.
Well, so much for the cascade. Two begging letters and an audition for Ralph Rader.
Give them time. They're all hanging back. I wait to see what the big boys are going to do. Val Parnell, Jack Hilton, Bernard Delfont, George and Alfred Brack. They're waiting to see what their attitude is.
And what is it?
Complete indifference.
Oh, no, it isn't. They're waiting to see what the little boys are going to do. It is your fault. If I'd stuck to boots, at least I would have had a week in the Orkneys. 2 months and no work. Spent all my savings getting a new lot of tricks together. 20 quid on the advert. New set of tails, top hat, a duck. 2 rabbits. Well, I don't know how we're going to pay the rent. I really don't. Hey, post. Work. Get the oven on. Tonight we eat. Where's the rabbit?
How many letters, Bill?
4. Hey, 3 more begging letters and a final demand from one of the last lot. Hey, now wait a minute. There's something else. Mr. Swami Hancock. Hey, it's marked OHMS.
I knew it. A command performance. I better practice my curtsies.
Hurry up, Tony. Open it.
Listen to this. Dear sir, your presence is requested at a special performance on Sunday next to be given before the staff and residents.
Buckingham Palace?
Dartmoor Prison.
Oh, no.
That's a prison concert. That's all I'm offered. Wait a minute. There's some more to the letter. Well, I should be glad if you would call round to my London office and discuss the arrangement with me. Yours sincerely, the president of the Prisoners' Aid Society.
Who was he?
Sidney James.
Now listen carefully, Fred. All the plans are complete. The escape will take place on Sunday evening. Have 10 lorries waiting outside Dartmoor at 9 o'clock, and with a bit of luck, we should have half the prison out by 5 past.
Fred, I still think you're carrying this Prisoners' Aid Society a bit too far. Anyhow, how are you going to manage it?
I've got it all worked out. Look, here's a map of the prison. The tunnel will be finished tomorrow, and it comes up just here, half a mile outside the prison, right?
Right. Now look, this here is the concert hall. And the escape tunnel starts right here under the stage where the dotted line is, see?
Yeah.
Right, now look. I've arranged a prison concert for Sunday night, and for the leading turn, I've booked a magician. Some mug I saw advertised in a stage, Swami Hancock. Now look, when he gets to the disappearing act with the cabinet, we make sure he puts it smack over where the tunnel is.
Go on.
When his volunteers from the audience climb into the cabinet, they really do disappear. It's going to be another wooden horse.
An Hancock?
A wooden head. Now, look, don't worry. He won't know a thing about it. He'll just think he's a better magician than he thought he was.
It's all right, Fred. Come out of the wardrobe. It's only Hancock. I asked him to come round and see me. Come in. Oh, Tony. Tony, lad. Come in.
Hello, Sid.
Sit down. Have a drink. Scotch, gin, vodka, rum, brandy, sherry.
All right, but mix them up.
All right, then. Let's get down to business. Now, I just want to fix the arrangements for Sunday.
You got your act ready?
Yes, I've been practicing all the week, making the cards disappear. I'm so good at it, I've had to go out and buy some more. I can't find them.
Tell me, what do you do in your act?
Usual stuff, few card tricks, the rabbits, handkerchiefs turning into pigeons, aspidistas growing out of your buttonhole, producing cigarettes from behind my ears, in my case, dog ends.
Yeah, that's all right, but you haven't got a big finale, have you?
Yes, I have. I saw Billy now.
That's old stuff. What you need to end your act is a disappearing trick. You know, the bloke gets in the cabinet, you wave the wand, open the door, and he's gone.
Oh, no. I don't do anything like that. I'm not nearly good enough. I don't know how to make men disappear.
Look, the blokes who get into that box are past masters at it.
Oh, they know the trick. They've disappeared before.
Oh, hundreds of times, but not for long. That's the trouble.
Yeah, but how do I do the rest of the trick?
The rest of it?
Yes, I mean, how do I bring them back?
Oh, you don't want to worry about that.
No?
No. You leave that to the next act on the bill.
That's a good twist. What is the act?
Governor Thompson and he's performing Bloodhounds.
Oh, a dog act. I love dog acts. All right, then I don't mind. Anything to entertain the convicts.
Well, I love it. Don't you worry.
Wait a minute. I've just remembered I can't do it.
Why not?
I haven't got a disappearing cabinet.
No, I didn't think you would have. That's why I've had one built for you. Here you are.
Oh, yes. Lovely. My own disappearing cabinet. Can I look inside it?
Certainly.
Beautifully made.
Where's Polly? Sid?
Yes?
I can't find any secret compartments where they could hide.
Can't you?
No, it's just like an ordinary box, except there's no floor to it. I wish I knew how it was done.
Can't tell you that. It's a trade secret. Magic circle.
Oh, go on. You can tell me.
Huh? All right, come here. I'll tell you. Look, all you got to do is remember the magic words. That's what really does the trick. That's what makes them disappear.
What are the magic words?
Come here, I'll tell you.
All right.
You put the bloke inside the cabinet. Lock the door. Tap on it with your wand and call through the keyhole. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Through the floor's the way to go. Now, don't forget, be down at the prison by 7 o'clock Sunday evening, all right?
Thank you very much, Sid. It's very good of you to give me an opportunity like this. Why, if this trick works like you say, I'll be famous overnight. Who knows? I might even get me photographed in the newspaper.
You can bet on it.
The train now standing on platform 4 is the 2:30 express for Dartmoor Prison. Thank you.
I wish Bill would hurry up. The train will be leaving in a minute. Where is he?
He's getting the tickets and buying some papers to read on the way down. There he is. Come on, Bill, hurry up.
Coming, coming.
Got the tickets?
Yeah. Here they are, 2.5 to Dartmoor.
Go back and get a full ticket.
Oh, but Tub, I think...
I am not travelling on any more trains with me trousers rolled up and a lollipop stuck in my mouth.
Have you seen the papers today?
No, why?
Look, headline. Series of spectacular jailbreaks.
What does it say?
Last night, 45 prisoners escaped from Wormwood Scrubs. Police believe the escape was organized from outside the prison.
How did they do it?
Judge. Oh, it says the escape took place during a prison concert given by a world-famous magician. During the Indian rope trick, he called for volunteers, and 45 convicts rushed forward, climbed up the rope and disappeared over the wall. They've got a nerve, haven't they? It's shocking.
Well, that's not all. It goes on. This daring escape follows on from a similar breakout last week at Wandsworth, when 63 prisoners got away. This was also in the middle of a prison concert given by another famous magician.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. This time he was demonstrating mass hypnotism. The prisoners must have known about it and kept their eyes closed. Because when the warders woke up, the prison was empty. You can't help laughing at their cheek, you know. Of course, it's organized on the outside. I mean, you can see that. It sticks out a mile. Notice how they're all magicians. Mind you, I blame the magicians as well. I mean, they're obviously dead mugs. Should have realized they were being used by this mastermind, this Mr. X, on the outside who's organizing it. Can't see any further than their noses, some of them. Help me load me disappearing cabinet into the guard's van. Of course, they're too gullible, some people. I mean, if had it been me, I would have spotted it and made it work.
I bet they never get any convicts escaping from here.
It'd have to be very well organized for anybody to get out of this place. Give us some of my tricks. Never get out of here in a million years.
Well, go on, knock at the door. See if there's anybody in.
Of course there's somebody in.
they're on a coach out into Pentonville or something? Oh, you buffoon. I'm on a seesaw. You tear me up and you tear me down. I don't know if I'm here or there. Oh. Ah. Good evening.
Not today, thank you.
I don't think you quite understand, my good fellow. I'm not selling anything. I and my band of Strolling Magicians have come here to entertain the inmates of this noble edifice. So if you'd kindly direct us to our dressing room.
Cell 6, Lot B.
Thank you, me man. Here's a toffee for your trouble.
Oh, it's, no trouble.
I'll have it back then. Now, cell 6, Block B.
Follow me. I know the way.
Yes, I thought you would.
I was only visiting.
Yes. Well, one moment, sir. Before you get changed, perhaps you'd like to have a word with convict 7321.
Who's he?
The chairman of the convict entertainment committee.
Certainly, I'd be glad to see him.
In here, cell 4.
Hello, boys. Come in. Make yourself at home. You've met me cellmate at Woody and Fred.
Charmed.
Good health. Sid, I thought you were the president of the Prisoners' Aid Society.
I was.
Well, what are you doing in prison?
I was recaptured last night. All set for the big show?
Yes.
Got the disappearing cabinet with you?
Yes, I'll get some of the convicts to set it up on the stage. You know, I'm looking forward to this, Sid. It's a good idea providing entertainment for the convicts. I mean, being cooped up in here all day long, they need an outlet.
Which is exactly what you're going to give them. Well, good luck. See you at a concert.
I'll look out for you.
You know, Fred, when that man was born and they turned him upside down and smacked him,
yeah,
his brains must have fell out.
Hey, Sid.
Hey?
Listen. There's a message coming through on the water pipe.
Must be from Ginger Tom in the laundry. What does he say?
Abandon escape plan immediately.
Hello.
Rozzers have discovered tunnel exit and a standing guard waiting for us to break out.
That's dodgy.
Kindest regards from me, Charlie, and all in Block 9. Yours sincerely, Ginger Tom. Well, what do we do now?
We'll just have to abandon it, that's all. We'll have to try and escape some other time. We'd better warn all the boys it's off for tonight. Here, bash this out on the pipe. Plans cancelled. No breakout tonight. When Hancock the magician asks for volunteers for the disappearing act, ignore him.
Right. P.S. Cocktails, cell 34 Saturday, dress optional, RSVP. poor old Hancock, he's actually going to be a right mess up tonight.
In a minute.
Well, come on, help me get ready. Where's me top hat?
There it is, walking out the door.
I'll strangle that perishing rabbit. Now, let's see if I got everything. Dress suit with the ankle-length pocket. Shirt with the bell-bottom sleeves. 14-foot-long gloves with the built-in hand. Tie the little bits of string to the card so I can pull them out of my sleeves easier.
You're taking a lot of precautions, aren't you?
Oh, they're a rough lot out there, you know, those convicts. And you know I'm not very good. No opinions, please. You know I'm not very good. I've only been doing it for a week. Can you see that pigeon's head sticking out of me collar? Yeah? Well, it's him on his feet are digging in my back something.
Hey, Tony. Have you got the 5-foot string of sausages?
Of course I have. What do you think's holding me trousers up? Now then, where's the solid brass cannonball? I must have me solid brass cannonball. I can't go on without me solid brass cannonball.
Wait, I'm blowing it up.
Good. By the way, Andre, go out and make sure the arc lights are working.
What arc lights?
The ones that dazzle the audience when I get to the dodgy bit. Now, don't forget, Bill. Sid's convict friends are only helping me out with the disappearing cabinet.
Yeah.
Now, get this quite clear. I'll need an assistant for the rest of the act.
Yeah.
When I get out there and ask for a complete stranger from the audience, if you're not first up on that stage, the first thing to disappear tonight will be me. You know, I always get halfway through a trick and forget how it goes.
Look, I'll prompt you when I get up there.
All right, but don't forget, first up on the stage. Don't let anybody else get up there, otherwise my act will go for a complete Burton.
Don't worry, I'll be halfway down the gangway before you get your mouth open.
Go on now, Tony, you're on. Good luck.
And now, gentlemen and warders, I have great pleasure in presenting the world-famous magician, conjurer, and illusionist, the great Smarmy Hancock.
Greetings, fellow mortals.
Thank you.
Thank you, you're too kind. I bring you magic from many lands. Magic whereby, with a quick flick of the right wrist, I produce. With a quick shake of my arm, I roll it up my sleeve. Shoving me left hand up my right sleeve. Give it a slight pull. Give it a quick jerk. I triumphantly produce a piece of ripped shirt.
Yeah. Card trick.
Here I have an awfully peck of playing cards, 52 in number. I cut them like so, I shuffle them like so, I pick one out, I tear it up, I place it in his handkerchief, and leave
him. I know how he does it.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Walter, will you please keep that man quiet? Let us pick another card.
Like so. I wave my wand over it and it disappears. Amazing, where has he gone?
Up your sleeve.
No, it hasn't.
Walter, you can't control that man. I shall have to ask him to leave.
Now, don't be like that. I can't help it, just because I know how you do and all.
Oh, you do you? Yeah, pop a little clever dick, can't you? Now, belt up before I throw the billiard ball at you.
Now, to continue, I take the rest of the cards. I place them in this solid, constructed mahogany box. I close the lid. I tap on it 3 times with me wand. I open the lid and they have disappeared. Sensation! How did they get out of the box?
You got false bottom.
You wish you had it a minute. I knew this would happen. There's always one now all in a crowd. I'll start singing Boots in a minute. I better get Kerr up here.
Hang off the itchy. I shall require the assistance of somebody from the audience. A complete stranger. Anybody will do.
No, not you, sir.
Anybody will do. Not you. Sit down, Grandad. A complete stranger. Anybody?
What about that thin, bald-headed Australian asleep in the back row?
Now, wake up.
I'll thump him when we get home.
Can I be of any assistance?
Yes, you can. Oh, it's you, is it? What do you want?
I want to be your assistant.
Yes, I thought you would. So pleased you came. Get out. Up it.
No. Stop messing about. Yeah, I only want to help.
All right. Now listen. Do as you're told. Keep the old cake hole shut. And I'll give you a file.
Oh, Walter, did you hear that? He said, I'll be my mouth.
Yes. Yes. That's a nice little idiot. You wouldn't like to be my assistant when I do the knife throwing, would you?
And now, with the assistance of this charming fellow here. Get your hand out of me pocket. You won't find anything in there.
Neither will you. I just cut a hole in the lining.
Oh, my word. I hope you're in here for life. I do really. And now for my next trick. Here and now. I'm going to saw this man in half.
Here. Wait a minute. That's not in your program.
I just thought of it. Bring on the saw.
Here. What about the box? I'm supposed to get into a box. Where is it?
I'm not using one. Lay across the chair.
No, no, no. I want to be in a box.
You shall be in a box when I finish.
Here.
Where? Oh, what?
You're trying to get rid of me, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, there must be another way of doing it. You don't have to be so messy, do you?
All right, then, I'll tell you what I'll do.
What?
How would you like to help me out with the disappearing cabinet trick?
Oh, yes, that'd be nice. Well, what do I have to do?
Wait a minute, I'll announce it.
Wait a minute! Come on, I'll kick off tonight's performance. I'm going to make this man disappear. He stepped into the cabinet like so.
Go on, yes, sir.
I lock the door. Tap on it 3 times if we will.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Through the floor, the way to go.
I now open the door. And he's gone.
Just to show you it's no fluke, I shall do it again. Can I have some volunteers from the audience? Come along now, don't be shy, it's quite safe. That's funny, Sid said they'd come rushing up. Come along now, volunteers, any gentleman from the audience?
I'll do it. I'll be your assistant, I'll do it.
So you've woken up, have you? I wanted you up here half an hour ago. Some idiot came up here ruining the act because of you.
Well, I'm sorry, you see, Tub, I dropped off and
yes,
I was just...
Yes, go on, get in the cabinet, disappear before I wallop you one.
Hang on, gentlemen. This young lad, like he's there, will fast disappear.
Shame.
He gets in the cabinet, I tap 3 times with the wand. I open the door, and he's gone.
I'll do it again. Come along now. Who's next? Let's have a volunteer.
Sid! Would you like to get in the cabinet and disappear?
No, thanks. Not now. I changed my mind.
But Sid!
No!
Well, all right then, look. I tell you what I do. I'm a sportsman. Just to show you there's no harm, I'll step inside the cabinet myself. There. Now, I'll just lock the door. So. The dog touched
on the... What happened, Tub? Just as we got out of that tunnel under the stage, they set the dogs on us.
They think we're escaping convicts.
This is most embarrassing for me, being chased across Dartmoor by bloodhounds.
Why?
I'm the governor.
The governor?
Yes.
But you're wearing a convict's uniform.
I know. Well, you don't like to be standoffish, do you?
But if you're the governor, call the dogs off.
I can't. They don't like me. They never have.
I don't like them.
This has been Hancock's Half-Hour, starring Tony Hancock, with Bill Kerr, Sidney James, Andre Melly, and Kenneth Williams. Incidental music was composed and orchestrated by Wally Stott. played by the BBC Augmented Review Orchestra, conducted by Harry Rabinowitz. The show, which was recorded, was written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, and produced by Dennis Main Wilson.